The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with this one from First for Women. For sassy summer style, try gingham. You know what gingham is? It is small, checked or plaid kind of fabric that is just basically white and one other color. And so they offer some suggestions. You might be able to find some of this kind of stuff in your own closet already. And who knew you'd be so in style if you started wearing it. They're showing a gingham shoulder bag that has a strap that can be adjusted with ease to make it either a handheld or a shoulder strap. $44 for it's the mini nylon shoulder bag from Bagu.com, B-A-G-G-U.com. Button down. Top adds colorful texture to a neutral ensemble. This is the oversized gingham shirt, $46 at Zara.com, Z-A-R-A. Then they're showing a red gingham dress available in sizes 0 to 24 and very modestly priced, $32 at Cider. It's the square neck gingham midi dress. That means it's below the knee, down around calf level. You can look for it at shopcider.com, S-H-O-P-C-I-D-E-R.com. Gingham pants pair perfectly with a simple white tee, tank, or cami. $79 at J. Jill. It's the pin-tucked linen stretch slim leg pants. J-J-I-L-L.com. And they're showing a gingham hat. It says it conceals a bad hair day with pizzazz. $15 at H&M. It's the cotton bucket hat, hm.com. And last, wedges. Lace-up style ensures feet won't slip out of these shoes. $49 Olivia Espadrille wedges in navy gingham. At DraperJames.com, DraperJames.com. From Woman's Day, August is National Immunization Awareness Month, so we're presenting 10 things to know about vaccines. 1. Vaccines save lives. An estimated 154 million people worldwide, including 101 million babies, have been spared from deadly diseases, including meningitis, measles, yellow fever, polio, and tuberculosis over the past 50 years, thanks to vaccine development, according to a recent report by the World Health Organization. 2, we have cows to thank. The first successful vaccine was created in 1796 by the English physician Edward Jenner, based on the discovery that milkmaids who had been infected with cowpox were immune to the much deadlier smallpox. The name vaccine was derived from vacca, meaning cow. How important was this medical advancement? Smallpox killed at least 300 million people during the 20th century. But since 1980, there has not been a single recorded case. 3. Side effects can mean a vax is working. A vaccine operates by exposing your immune system to an inactive form of a bacterium or virus, such as a weakened or dead version or just one small piece of a virus, explains Jennifer L. Brule, MD, President-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians. It can't give you the disease, but can have mild side effects such as redness, pain, or itching, a low-grade fever, and tiredness. These symptoms usually go away in a day or two, says Dr. Brule. They're a great sign because they show the vaccine is doing its job of activating your immune system to build up a wall of defense. People with heart disease are greater risk for complications from RSV and flu, so they say that the side effects are nothing compared to if you don't get those vaccines. Four, sleep on it for better results. Research has found that people who sleep for at least 6 hours the nights before and after a flu or hepatitis vaccine get stronger protection. This may be because sleep helps strengthen special immune cells known as T cells. Exercise helps too. One study showed that physically fit older people responded better to tetanus and flu vaccines than less active peers. 5 vaccines come after years of research. Dr. Brill points out that by the time a vaccine reaches the public, it has gone through multiple stages of research, testing, and clinical trials overseen by the Food and Drug Administration to ensure that it is safe and effective. The COVID-19 vaccine, estimated to have saved more than 2 million lives, went through all these stages, although at an accelerated pace. Phase 1 tested on small groups to determine safety and the correct dosage. Phase 2 tested on larger groups for efficacy and side effects. And Phase 3 tested on thousands of people to confirm safety and effectiveness. Number 6, the HPV vaccine is a lifesaver for women and men. Gardasil 9, a vaccine that protects against the human papillomavirus, or HPV, provides nearly 100% protection against the virus that causes cervical cancer in women and other cancers in men. Yet only about 38% of young people are getting this important shot. Need more reasons to discuss the vax with your child's pediatrician? New research shows that it may reduce the risk of HPV-related cancers by as much as 56% in males and 36% in females. 7. Talk to your doctor about your specific needs. Depending on age and what's going on in your life, you may need a few extra shots for protection. Some special guidelines. If you're pregnant, Tdap and flu vaccines are recommended to protect you and your baby. Traveling, go to cdc.gov/travel to see which vaccines are recommended for international travel. Over 50, schedule your shingles vaccine. If you're over 60, ask your doctor if you qualify for a pneumonia and RSV vaccine as well. Those are two separate vaccines, by the way. I wish they could combine them. Is it autumn? Get your flu and COVID boosters. And that's every year, obviously. 8. Vaccines do not cause autism. A single discredited study in 1998 suggested a link between autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, and childhood vaccines. The author later had his medical license revoked. Decades of subsequent research have found zero connection between vaccines and ASD. Concerned? Talk with a trusted family physician. 9. Measles was wiped out, but it's coming back. The measles vaccine has saved 94 million infant lives in the past half century. The disease was declared eliminated in the U.S. in the year 2000, but this year there have been multiple outbreaks in the U.S. because of declining vaccine coverage abroad and in some parts of the country, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And 10, take these steps to make your jab less stressful. Don't let get a vax the day before a big event. Dr. Brill recommends planning to get vaccinated when you can rest the next day. Get the shot in your non-dominant arm, and be sure to move that arm around, which helps healing. Go numb. Apply a lotion with lidocaine 30 minutes before your shot, advises Eric Curcio, MD, an associate clinical professor of pediatrics at UCLA. And watch a funny video. The distraction will really help, says Dr. Curcio. From Women's Day, ship shapewear. Breathe easy this shapewear day, which was August 10th, a couple days ago. These styles offer just the support you need while keeping you comfortable. And they offer 4 options. First of all, a fit tip. Go with your regular size for shapewear, say the experts at the Good Housekeeping Institute's textile lab. If you can't bend or move, it's not right for you. A, the best shorts. No worries about chafing with this soft pair. Invisible under dresses and skirts. They're Knix, K-N-I-X, Shorty Thigh Saver, 4-inch leg. $36 at Knix.com, K-N-I-X.com. The best option for tummy control, the extra-wide shaping band and mesh liner help smooth your midsection, while the silicone waistband prevents rolling. It's the Maiden Form Firm Control High Waist Shaping Brief, $36 at maidenform.com, M-A-I-D-E-N-F-O-R-M.com. The best top, this snug camisole creates a flattering silhouette and can be worn on its own. It's the Shaper Mint Essentials All Day, Every Day Scoop Neck Cami, $40 at shapermint.com, S-H-A-P-E-R-M-I-N-T.com. And the best full coverage, this lightweight piece is super slimming without making you feel squeezed. It's the Spanx Encore Sculpting High-Waisted Mid-Thigh Short. $78 at Spanx.com, S-P-A-N-X.com. From Real Simple, 5 tips for better beach hangs. Seize, S-E-A-S, the day with these Shore, S-H-O-R-E, bets. Use a fitted sheet to create a sand-free zone. Sand has a way of blowing all over your beach towel, doesn't it? The antidote, a fitted sheet. Simply spread it out so the elastic band is on top, upside down vis-a-vis how you would put it on your mattress, and then anchor the four corners with your gear, like your beach bags and cooler, or even pails of water if you tend to travel light. The walls of the sheet will help keep your lounge spot from getting gritty in the wind. Use baby powder to de-sand yourself. Sand is harder to brush off when you're wet. Before you head home, sprinkle your hands, feet, and other areas with baby powder. It will absorb the moisture so you can slough off each and every grain. Run your powder-coated hands through your hair for less sandy strands, too. Use a small plastic trash can to make sections in a cooler. No one wants to eat a soggy sandwich, but everyone wants an ice-cold beverage while in the sun. You need a small plastic trash can. Put a clean one inside your cooler and fill it with wrapped hoagies, bags of pretzels, and whatever else is on the menu. Then load the rest of the cooler with ice and drinks. Everything will stay cold, and only the cans and bottles will get wet. Use a mesh laundry bag to pack up beach toys. If you're beaching with kiddos, you're in for a treat. They're also in for some sandy toys. Tote them around in a mesh laundry bag, and most of the sand will shake off as you make your way back to the car. When you get home, grab a hose and rinse them all off, bag and all. And last, use a zip-top bag to keep your phone safe. A day at the beach is just beachy, unless your phone gets wet or sand lodges into the charging port. Protect that precious texting machine with a regular old zip-top sandwich bag. The touch screen will still work through the plastic, and you'll find yourself less stressed. Note, do not take it into the ocean with you. This little hack is happiest on your towel. From Woman's Day, refresh and renew. Upgrade your at-home spa experience and take Relaxation Day, August 15th, to a new level of awe. By trying these restorative practices inspired by Hawaiian cultural rituals, courtesy of David Ehrlich, Senior Director of Spa and Wellness at Kilolani Spa at Grand Wailea Maui, a Waldorf Astoria resort in Wailea, Hawaii. And they offer 3 tips. 1. Set intentions. At the spa, guests are encouraged to focus their intentions based on the current phase of the moon, which you can do at home via activities like meditation, hikes, and prayer. There are 3 10-day Anahulu or lunar phases in every month. Per Hawaiian tradition, focus on self-discovery and manifestation during the first phase, clarity and wholeness during the second, and surrendering and transforming during the third. 2. Give yourself a mini massage. The Hawaiian Lomilomi massage features techniques passed down through the generations and is different from traditional massage, involving long flowing strokes with masseuse makes with their forearms rather than their hands. This helps create a naturally relaxing and detoxifying response, Ehrlich explains. For a similar effect at home, massage a moisturizer or an oil all over your body using similar strokes and medium pressure to alleviate tension. And number three, throw water. In Hawaiian culture, salt and water both play important roles in cleansing and purifying. This ritual aids in shedding past fears and limiting beliefs about things that no longer serve you, says Ehrlich. Throwing water is a good practice whether in a body of water or at home. In the bath, shower, or pool, toss small handfuls of water over your shoulders as you set your intentions. From Woman's Day, create a kid's art gallery wall. Your fridge isn't the only place to show off those masterpieces. Heather Bauer, a graphic designer and founder of lifestyle blog The Caterpillar Years. You can find it at thecaterpillaryears.com. I'll spell it. thecaterpillaryears.com. She came up with this clever display using empty picture frames, empty and paint wood frames, which you can find in thrift shops and secondhand stores. Attach two eye hooks to the back inside edge of each, and then thread fishing line through the hooks, tying knots to secure. Then hang the frames up, and then you can clip your kids' artwork of various kinds to the fishing line using tiny clothespins so they're hanging inside the frames. As a tip, don't just look for empty frames. Bauer discovered that frames containing artwork were often better quality in thrift shops. So you can toss the artwork that it comes with and put your kids' artwork in there. And it looks very nice. They have the wall they're showing has about six frames, all various sizes and shapes, but they're all painted the same color. So it makes for a very nice display, and they each have a different kind of artwork in them. And a couple of littles from First for Women, schedule shift that sparks productivity. We've all had days on the job when we feel uninspired and unmotivated. In fact, studies show that the average employee spends more than 10 hours per week feeling bored at work. But as recent research from the University of Notre Dame shows, trying to override that feeling by powering through can often prolong its effects, increasing mind wandering and reducing productivity. The fix? Intentionally toggle between the boring, menial tasks and those that are meaningful. The study authors say that breaking up your day this way helps restore lost energy and revs up your performance. And to reduce birdseed scatter, few things brighten your day more than having birds visit your yard. If only the mess they make at the feeder didn't leave the ground covered with seeds. Put a large plastic welcome mat under the feeder. This makes it easier to sweep up the seeds and put them back in the feeder on a regular basis. Plus, the mat will help prevent any weeds from sprouting up from the fallen seeds. In focus this month, sweet corn. So versatile, it can be eaten raw, cooked, grilled, and more. The kernels are packed with insoluble fiber, which aids in digestion and gut health and helps prevent constipation. Buying, husks should hug the ear, be dark green in color, and feel moist. Silks should be tan or golden. And storing, keep your unhusked ears in a single layer in the fridge. Chill husked corn in plastic bags for only up to 2 days. And some easy ideas for your corn, a savory treat. Coat a two-quart baking dish with a third of a cup of melted butter. Whisk in 2 eggs, 2 cups of corn kernels, 2 cups milk, 3/4 of a cup of flour, 2 tablespoons sugar, and 1 teaspoon salt. Bake at 350 degrees for 1 hour. That's a corn casserole. Sounds delicious. Spicy saute. In a skillet, heat 4 tablespoons butter over medium-high heat. Then add 4 cups of corn kernels, 3 sliced scallions, 1 diced jalapeno pepper, 2 cloves minced garlic, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Cook, stirring, 4 to 5 minutes. And elote, or I may be saying that wrong, Mexican street corn. Remove husks from 6 ears of corn. Grill the corn over medium-high heat, turning 5 to 6 minutes. Spread each ear with mayo, sprinkle with cotija cheese, chili powder, and chopped cilantro and lime juice. That sounds pretty yum to me. From Real Simple, learn a new trick. Grill fruit for a savory treat. When cooking outside, nothing's off limits for Gabby Dalkin. In her aptly titled new cookbook, What's Gabby Cooking? Grilling All the Things, she throws nachos, frittatas, and many varieties of fruit on the grates. One of her go-tos, a chocolate-stuffed banana. Slice an unpeeled banana in half lengthwise and press in some thin chocolate pieces. Char it up on the grill with the lid closed. Once the fruit is caramelized, scoop it and the chocolate out and eat it over ice cream. While grilled fruit can be an amazing dessert, flames bring out fruit's natural sweetness. Dalkin also shares some savory ideas below that are, well, fire. Regardless of what you're making, she says, well-oiled grates are key, as is grilling over indirect heat. Her biggest tip is to enjoy being outside. You don't get your kitchen dirty, and that's a win for everybody. So, peaches. Grill halves or quarters until grill marks appear. Eat as is with olive oil, salt, and herbs, or thinly slice and arrange on a pizza. You can also toss with arugula, goat cheese, and a really tangy vinaigrette for a superb summer salad. Watermelon. Slice into meaty pieces. Grill for 2 to 3 minutes per side. Then sprinkle with salt or tagine or another chili powder. Serve as an appetizer or use as a cocktail garnish. And pineapple. Chop up grilled planks of pineapple and add to tacos or pulled pork sandwiches, or blend them into a pineapple margarita. From First for Women, build a better slimming smoothie. Enjoy 1 shake a day for either breakfast or lunch. To make, combine the following ingredients with 1 cup of water. Fruit and veggies. Start with wild blueberries, strawberries, leafy greens, or coleslaw. Fat. Add 2 tablespoons of flaxseed and 1 tablespoon of liquid pea seed like Body Bio pea seed, plus a spoonful of olive oil or 1 avocado. Protein. Use 1 scoop of unsweetened whey or plant-based protein powder like Almased. Herbs. Add in 1 tablespoon frozen ginger, matcha, cocoa powder, or ground turmeric. And supplements. Toss your multivitamin and other supplements in, and the blender's blades will grind them all up. From Woman's Day, roasted salmon, tomato, and arugula salad. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time is 25, and it serves 4. We need 1.5 pints grape tomatoes, 3 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 1.25 pounds skinless salmon fillet cut into 1.5-inch pieces, 1 tablespoon capers chopped, 1 scallion finely chopped, 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar divided, 1/2 teaspoon honey, and 1 5-ounce package of baby arugula. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss tomatoes with 1 tablespoon oil and 1 pinch each of salt and pepper. Roast 12 minutes. Season salmon with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. move tomatoes to one side of the baking sheet and place salmon on the other side. Roast until salmon is opaque throughout, 6 to 8 minutes more. Meanwhile, in a medium bowl, combine capers, scallion, 1 tablespoon each oil and vinegar, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Add roasted tomatoes and toss to combine. In a large bowl, whisk honey with remaining tablespoon each oil and vinegar and 1 pinch each of salt and pepper. Toss with arugula and serve topped with tomatoes and salmon. Then there's a little Heart Smart tip. Pair tomatoes with a food with healthy fat, such as salmon, to increase absorption of inflammation-fighting lycopene. From First for Women, fettuccine carbonara with chicken. Active time 15 minutes, total time 25, and this serves 4. We need 3 eggs, 1 cup finely shredded parmesan, 4 slices bacon diced, 1 clove garlic finely chopped, 8 ounces fettuccine, 1 cup frozen peas, 2 cups shredded rotisserie chicken, sliced chili pepper, optional. In a medium bowl, whisk eggs and 3/4 cup cheese. In a nonstick skillet, cook bacon over medium heat until crisp, 7 to 8 minutes. Drain. Discard all but 1 teaspoon of drippings from the skillet. Add garlic. Over medium-low, cook 30 seconds. Stir into egg mixture. In a pot of salted boiling water, cook pasta according to package directions, adding peas during the last 3 minutes. Reserve 1/2 cup cooking liquid. Drain. Whisk cooking liquid and egg mixture. Toss with pasta mixture and chicken. Top with bacon, remaining cheese, and if desired, chili pepper. From Woman's Day, honey peach sorbet. Active time and total time are both 10 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 2 pounds frozen peaches, thawed slightly, 6 tablespoons honey, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, and 1 pinch of kosher salt. In a food processor, puree peaches, honey, lime juice, vanilla extract, and salt until smooth. Serve immediately or transfer to a loaf pan and freeze until ready to serve. Leftover fruit salad? Try this. The sweet salad you made yesterday has gotten soggy, but you hate to waste all that delicious fruit. The save? Divide the salad, including any juice at the bottom of the bowl, among the wells of a muffin tin, and then freeze. Once frozen, pop out the fruit cups and store in a zip-top plastic bag in the freezer. And then next time you're making a smoothie, you'll have 1/2 cup portions ready for the blender. We've run out of time for this week's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. See you next time.